When executions are carried out at this prison facility in Huntsville, Texas, death penalty opponents are usually on hand.
Today, around the state, people are gathered to say no to the death penalty.
Texas carries out more executions than any other state, 16 last year, and polls show most Texans support the punishment. One is self-described death penalty advocate Dudley Sharp, who argues executions ensure killers do not kill again and deter others from doing so.
The evidence that the death penalty deters no one doesn't exist. The evidence that the death penalty deters some people is overwhelming.
Sharp says most families of murder victims want proportional justice, but they find no joy in an execution.
All of this is in the context of losing an innocent life to an unjust murder. And so, you know, none of it's good.
Houston attorney Pat Monks opposes the death penalty. He says it's carried out with a flawed judicial system.
It assumes that this system is perfect in one instance, maybe one instance, you know, and it's not.
Monks cites cases in which new evidence has led to the release of prisoners on death row. He calls capital punishment an archaic practice America inherited from a country that has now abandoned it.
It's from England, common law system, in which the king owns all of us. We're all subject to the king. And so that's why the state, it's their case as opposed to our case.
In early December, an appeals court issued a stay in the planned execution of convicted murderer Scott Panetti, who has been diagnosed with schizophrenia. Houston attorney Catherine Case of the Texas Defender Service, who represents Panetti, says the nationwide attention this case has received is encouraging.
What we see in the stay is this emerging awareness in the United States that we don't want to execute people with serious mental illness.
The state of Texas contends Panetti meets its standard of competence, but Case says executing such a delusional person does not serve the purpose most people associate with the death penalty.
We are supposed to be reserving the death penalty for the worst of the worst. The problem is when we get into choosing who that is, you know, we're not consistent.
Surveys show that younger respondents tend to favor life imprisonment for murderers over the death penalty, and that fewer than half of all respondents favor executing the mentally ill. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.